Blog Talk Radio.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Sands of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn.
Tuning in to the Certain Ones Radio Show with your host, Vanessa Richardson, where we aspire to inspire. Visit the Certain Ones at www.blogtalkradio.com/the Certain Ones. Are you ready? Let's go get it.
Welcome back to the Certain Ones Block Talk Radio Show, where I am your host for the delightful hour, Vanessa Richardson. As always, we have an awesome showcase, and I want to make mention again for those who are just tuning in for the first time here that March is Endometriosis Awareness Month. So we're going to be highlighting some fantastic women who have awesome careers, doing great things to advocate for this female women's health issue. So if you don't know, I'm going to save all those tidbits for our later segment with our guest, special guest, which is Joy E. I love her. I love her name, by the way. I love her. Joy, she's an author, and she's an advocate for endometriosis. I'm glad to have her here. Joy Eterna, she's just, like, eclectic. She's just an all-the-way-around phenomenal young woman. So we're going to talk about endometriosis and a little treat, too, how to lose weight. That's right. Ladies, I know you excited about that because I totally am. And, of course, as always, she is no stranger to the show. Friend to the show, we have BET's winner 2011. Guess what? St. Louis native Amber Bullock is in the house. That's right. We're just going to play catch-up with her. I'd like to just stay connected to our guests, especially those who we just have great conversation with, inspiring and motivating, such as Amber Bullock. So I wanted to bring her back, you know, to play catch-up. What's going on? We're friends, you know, you and I feel like that. Social media can connect you with some awesome people. The platform is wonderful. Of course, there's some pros and cons to it, but I love the pros, and that is just reaching successful, anointed, prolific, down-to-earth, humble women such as Amber Bullock. Yes, so I'm so glad to have her back, and I have her CD here that I am going to play later before, when she leaves. Her voice is mesmerizing, and I heard someone, or rather read today on Facebook, how her voice, her song, let's say that, has really ministered to certain ones. So we're glad to have her on the show today. And always, you know, I love you for your support, and I know by now you know the deal. Thank you for Facebooking. Thank you for tweeting this. Thank you for going ahead and texting your family and friends that the certain one is on the air. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and bring our special guest on. She's in the studio, Miss Amber Bullock. Oh, welcome to the show.
Hola.
Welcome back.
Hola, 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 hola.
Hola.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you back.
I'm glad to be here. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you? It's been a while. I want to play catch up. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Just trying to get ready for this big Stellar Award weekend next week.
That's right. Let's talk about that. What's going on? Tell us what's taking place next week.
Well, yeah, as you know, the Stellars are next week, and, you know, they always have pre-Stellar events, and they have post-Stellar events, and I'm doing a few. I know I'm doing Uncle G's Showcase. I'm doing a Freedom Radio Party. I'm doing the All-Black Party for the Urban Soul Cafe. I'm doing Churching After the Show. So you got to catch me at one of those things, child. I'm going to be singing all weekend in Vegas.
Oh, you are busy for the kingdom. Congratulations on that, Amber. Congratulations. So,
Thank you so much.
You threw it out there. For those who are listening, don't worry about it. Just go back to the archives and you will catch up on what she said. But until then, Amber, where can we go, like on your website, social sites, to follow you?
Definitely. You can follow me on Instagram. That's Sing Amber. On Twitter, that's Sing Amber as well. And Facebook is Amber Bullock. And I try to, you know, keep everything updated as to where I'll be, what I'll be doing. So just keep on the lookout for me there.
That's right. Let's support her. I always say that. Amber Bullock, I'm going to play her song so good. I love that song. It ministered to me later when our interview is ended. But until then, Amber, you got to tell us, are you in the studio pumping out new music? Can we expect something in 2015?
Definitely. I have been telling people since the last Stellars that I'm having a mixtape coming out. I'm in between management at the moment, so that's why it hasn't come out yet. But I have songs ready, locked and ready to go. I'm trying to get this single out by the name of Sweetie's Name before the Stellars. It's going to be a little hard work, but I'm trying. I'm trying to get it out there. Yeah, I've definitely been working. I have a single coming out with Avir. He's a gospel artist. By the name of Avir. It's coming out on the 31st, a song called Believe Louder. So I'm not just sitting around doing nothing. I'm still singing, y'all. I'm still with y'all.
You are in our thoughts. Like I said today, someone mentioned that you were a blessing to them, your voice. And your voice is an instrument for the kingdom of God, Amber. Let me tell you.
Oh, God,
every mountain that has really ministered to me on so many levels, and it has. With other women, too. I say women because that's who majority emails me. So it really blesses us. So who are you going to work with on your upcoming album or CD?
Well, we haven't started working on the album yet, but on the mixtape, it's just me. Nothing. I think I do have a some production by a lot of people. Doobie Powell is one of the people that did some production, but I haven't started selecting what I'm going to do for my album yet. But as soon as I do, girl, I'll be letting you know.
I know that's right. And you're going to be here, Certain Ones Talk Show. Amber's going to be talking about that new CD, you guys. You said just you and God. That's all we need. Your voice is an instrument by itself. Let me show you.
That's right.
Oh, so I know you're busy. Just before you go, Amber, and you shared your testimony, which I will never forget, about how you got your start, which was on BET Sunday Best, and how you had to deal with certain overcome issues, self-esteem, and you're a single mom and all that. What would you say in closing, how you inspire someone who maybe is a single mother and trying to balance career? And I know it's not easy juggling all these balls in the air. And, you know, women can do that. We multitask, but sometimes it becomes exhausting. So what if someone wants to aspire towards singing, maybe acting, and it seems like they just cannot get out of the quagmire? What kind of advice would you offer them?
I would definitely tell them to seek God, to make sure that this is something that he has called you to do. Because, you know, a lot of times we as singers or we as musicians, we think just because we are able to do that we are supposed to be famous and we're supposed to be doing this. But, you know, being well-known, it's a big thing. And everybody isn't called to do that, you know. So seek God and see exactly what he wants you to do with your gifts. Because you may be able to do exactly what he wants you to do with your gifts right at your home church or, you know, right in another local ministry. Or he may even be telling you to take it further. You know, you just have to, my point is you have to seek God in everything that you do, especially with the music thing, because it's such a big sacrifice, you know, leaving your babies behind. But if God leads you to it, he will never just lead you astray, and he'll never leave you lonely. He'll never, you know, put you down the wrong path. So seek God, y'all.
Amen. Amber, also before you left, because you've been here several times, and I really do listen to my guests and hear, you have a prolific testimony, you guys. Go back to the archives and listen to her testimony. Sometimes you have to seek God, and that's so important in our careers, in our family life, spiritual life. And I find today, I have a prayer closet, Amber, I really do, that I go in there and I really talk to God about certain things and direction. It's so important. That it's so easy to walk in the flesh more so than the spirit. And I said all that to ask you, who aspired, because you come from humble beginnings, and you sought God, and you said how everything happened so fast and you had to get acclimated to these things. Did this success in your life, this publicity, did God open up this door for you? Did that make you push harder towards Christ? Because you have a lot of compromise when it comes to women, not women, just people in general, careers. Did you have to seek Christ more? Did you find yourself losing your identity? How? Because you have to be called and chosen for these things, because you can change so easily and you can flip-flop and your faith could dwindle, because once you reach that apex according to your plan, sometimes you get in there, we become so numb and we lose the joy. So we're there, so we're just functioning, we're just existing and not living. So my question to you is this: now that God has opened up these doors, you find yourself seeking him more for direction.
Definitely, and that's what you must do. I mean, in any occupation that you have, you can find yourself losing yourself if you don't pray and you don't seek God. You can work a job at McDonald's and people can just get on your nerves so much where you lose yourself, find yourself cussing them out. But with prayer, you know, you can definitely find yourself again. And so I find myself using that same process, just praying and just trying to seek God, because people are people, humans are humans, and they will definitely try their best to lead you astray. So I definitely find myself clinging to him more now that I'm in the business.
Amen. And look what God is doing. As she mentioned, doors are opening, and God is really manifesting himself. Again, I said something so poignant, as Amber did. I just want to echo it again. When God has chosen to call you to do something, don't be focused around your environment, because it's easy to do, Amber, as you know, but you have to stay low and humble and stay focused, and God will open doors and channels that. What you attract is inside you. I say that all the time. And God is good and merciful. If God called you to it and chosen you for it, it's going to happen. Don't look at the timetable. Don't look at those around you. Do you. That's what my pastor said. In other words, she says, what needs fixing in you, fix so you'll be prepared. And that's what opportunity is, being prepared for it to happen. So when this whirlwind comes, you will be stable and your anchor will hold. So, Amber, thank you so much. I appreciate you. You know I love you. I love you.
Oh, I love you,
adore
too. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it so much.
My pleasure. And I know you're busy and all that, so you rest your voice last time you were here. You was traveling with Kirk Franklin and all that, having fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So thank you for joining us, and we're going to look forward to seeing you at those places you mentioned. Love you.
Yes, yes, yes. Love you, too. Can't wait to see you.
Absolutely. Take care.
Alrighty. You, too.
That was Amber Bullock, Sunday Best Winner Gospel Singer. I love her. She know I do. I'm going to play her song for those who need it. So good. So good. And after that, we're going to dedicate this segment to Endometriosis Awareness Month. Thank you so much for those who are tuned in from the 91 area code 443. I see you, everyone. We love you for your support. So we're going to take this break, listen to Amber Bullock, and we're going to come back and talk to Miss Joy Turner about her wonderful book. I love the book. I love the cover. She is phenomenal in every aspect of the way. She's a publisher, author, musician, speaker, entrepreneur, just all that, okay? So we're going to talk about her, this Endo Warriors. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back after this break and this wonderful song from no other than Amber Bullock.
Whenever I'm in need, he's always there, showing his love and guidance. have a show idea or community event that you would like for Vanessa to announce, these requests can be emailed to VanessaJackso90@Hotmail.com. That's VanessaJackso90@Hotmail.com. Be sure to send in writing on the organization's stationery and letterhead and include a general overview of the organization event with complete contact information. Your request must be received at least 4 weeks prior to the event. Include the date, time, location, and specific needs for the event.
Do you feel like you waste time on social media? Are you overwhelmed with all the information about online marketing? Do you want to be able to effectively manage your online presence? Set up a one-on-one consultation with DIY with Ty.com. Taora Moody, known simply as Ty, has over 12 years of experience and a down-to-earth personality that has put over 100 clients at ease. At DIYWithTy.com, we aim to take the mystery out of the geeky stuff in a way that anyone can understand so you can learn how to do it yourself.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Searching Ones Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host for the hour, Vanessa. As Ethel mentioned, March is Endometriosis Awareness Month. Can you do me a favor again? I want you to go ahead and tweet this, Facebook this segment. It's something near and I'm passionate, near and dear to my heart, and which I'm very passionate about, and it's endometriosis. Endometriosis, March is Endometriosis Awareness Month, and I am advocating the cause, and I'm so glad to see so many women stepping forth, no longer ashamed of this disease that literally steals your time just so much. It's a robber, and we want to just stop it, arrest it, because currently there is no cure for it, but we believe that it will be a cure for endometriosis. So we're going to go ahead and give you some poignant information, but first I want to go ahead and talk to my guest, which is an author. As I said before, she's an advocate for endometriosis, Ms. Joy E. Turner. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and bring her on. So, Joy, welcome to the show. This is your first time, I do believe, and I just want to make you welcome to the show. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you join us, and thank you so much for being willing to share your testimony. That's what I call it, not kind of iffy with story, but your testimony about dealing with endometriosis. So what I want to do is pour you something to drink, something hot, and we're going to go ahead and just talk about endometriosis. I'm telling you, endometriosis is a robber. I know it is because I know so many people who is dealing with this, and they're often shy, and they often want to hide it. Who wants to appear weak? I don't. That was my story. I don't want to appear weak. I don't want to share this with anyone. I want to keep it hidden until I found out that someone out there was suffering in silence. My silence was not educating anyone. It's like having a gold mine and you're hiding it, and it's not benefiting you or anyone. I knew then that I had to talk about endometriosis. I don't have it. I say that every time. God has given me something to advocate and show people that you don't have to be ashamed of what you've been given. So I'm glad to be able to say that I overcame that period of feeling weak, vulnerable, just not liking myself, just not feeling secure, because, again, endometriosis robs you of life. It really does. It robs you of, when I say that, I'm getting choked up, because teenagers, it happens as soon as you, for some women, when they turn 12 years old, that's when they get their menstrual cycle, and you're bedridden, you're hurting, and you're fearful, it messes with your mind, all these things, that you just want to shut out the world. You feel robbed of your life. And some teenagers, they do. They take their life because the pain is so unbearable. So I'm so glad for women such as Joy Turner, who's in the studio. And that was my little spiel today. I had to go that way. I don't know why. For those who are listening via archives and live now, you may not even have endometriosis. You may be having setbacks and financial things such of that nature. Whatever it is, I urge you and encourage you, don't give up. Someone said to me, you're not going through just for yourself but for other people. I believe that. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring my guest on, Ms. Joy E. Turner. Hey, Joy, Welcome to the show.
How are
so
you?
Glad you tuned in. I'm good. I'm good. I'm glad you tuned in. And I'm so happy you decided to join us.
Yes, I'm excited to be here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I got you.
Okay.
I'm glad you joined us today. I'm so passionate about this this subject, as I said. So this is your first time. Would you please, if you will, go ahead and share your testimony. And you guys, those who are listening, her story will be in the Certain Ones magazine, and also it will be on our blog spot, the Certain Ones, so you can read her story, her testimony. Joy, this is your first time. Go ahead and lead us on your journey, how you were first diagnosed and your experience and how you are coping with endometriosis.
Well, I just, first of all, I just want to thank you. Do you hear an echo? I'm sorry.
Her call has been dropped. She's going to call back in. Endometriosis, let me just go ahead and give you a little backdrop on that, what endometriosis is for those who don't know. And for those who've been following me, I know you do know what it is because I talk about it every year, and I'm never going to get tired of talking about what endometriosis is. The spelling is E-N-D-O-M-E-T-R-I-O-S-I-S, for those who are interested. And I'm getting this information from myoclinic.org. That's myoclinic.org. And what endometriosis basically is, it's an often painful disorder in which tissue that normally lines the inside of a woman's uterus, these endometriums, they grow outside your uterus. All right, so it's different places. It travels where it should not be traveling. It goes to your ovaries, your bowels, just tissue living in your pelvis. In some places, you cannot reach it. It takes faith to live what's normal for everybody else. For endometriosis women, it takes faith to live on a daily basis because it's very, very, very painful. It's very painful. So we're just waiting for Joy to call back in. Press the number one when you come, when you return, Joy, and we'll connect you again. So, again, that's what endometriosis is. It travels outside the womb, and in some places you cannot reach it. I do see someone named G. She's had her experience with endometriosis from the 910 area code. I'm going to bring you on and talk about your experience until my guests call in. Welcome to the show. Did you want to share your story with endometriosis and how you was diagnosed? 910? I think we're having some technical difficulties, which is all good. It's a live show. 910, can you hear me? Here we are. We have some technical difficulties. But anyway, I'm just going to go ahead and talk about what endometriosis is, finish talking about it. Yes, so endometriosis is a debilitating disease, and they said it doesn't kill anyone, and it's not fatal. Well, not in that sense that if you don't get it diagnosed, what happened is this, some of your organs will attach itself, and the only way you can find out about endometriosis and how it is ravaging your body and how you got it is basically to get a laparoscopy. That's it. And that's how you find out how it is. No x-rays it's not going to show up on x-rays or biopsy. That's how I became aware of endometriosis, a biopsy. Those are the only way that you can aptly be diagnosed with endometriosis. And I'm so happy that so many people are advocating for this endometriosis. Over 100 million women have endometriosis. I don't know if you know that or not. You can hear me say that a lot, endometriosis. I want to drill it inside you. And I'm so happy that the million woman march for endometriosis is taking place. Worldwide endometriosis march is taking place. I'm so excited. This is the second year that it's taking place. And if you want to support this program, Endometriosis Worldwide March, which is going to be on March 28th, I want you to go to this site, which is www.endomarch.org. www.endomarch.org. That is www.endomarch.org. And yes, you can set up your own watchdog or your own branch there to get support going on. And I connected with someone in Greensboro, North Carolina, so we're going to try to get something going on here in my area in North Carolina to support Endometriosis Awareness Month, okay? That site, again, is www.endomarch.org. Go there, and you can find a team that you want to join or you can find a team that you want to start in your area. And I'm so happy about this. I get excited. It's a worldwide endometriosis march on March 28, 2015. We're coming together, and we're going to march for a cure. There is no cure for endometriosis, just subjective treatment that works for women. It's weird. Endometriosis is weird. It works for some women. The treatment, that is, may not work for another. You can have a little bit of endometriosis, and you can have excruciating pain, and you can have a lot of endometriosis. You can have no pain. It's weird like that. So the cure, we need research done. We need a cure, and I believe that we're going to have one. I really do believe that. So to all my endometriosis sisters who are out there advocating, forming groups, finding teams, letting your yellow shine, because that's the color for endometriosis, the yellow ribbon, yes. And you guys, do me a favor, too. If you can wear yellow, go ahead and wear yellow. Take a picture of it, a selfie or whatever. Have a friend take a picture of it, and then send it to me on the Certain Ones radio show or the Certain Ones magazine on Facebook, and just send it to me, and I would love to share your story. I would love to share your pictures, your support. It makes me feel so warm and cozy, all my endo sisters, really, when you do these things, so I appreciate you. So I think Joy has returned. Thank you, Joy. We had technical difficulties. I was just telling them about the Million Woman March has been set up wonderfully, and I applaud those who don't have endometriosis but know someone who does have it and who's marching for the cause. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. So without further ado, we're going to bring Joy back on. Welcome, Joy. Welcome back.
Hi. Hello, everyone. Sorry about that. I've just been listening, and I'm just excited to be here, excited to share about this. I'm really thankful to you for giving us this platform because it's not something that's talked about. It's not discussed at all. And you are the first and only at this time that has given us the platform to have a voice to talk about it. So I applaud you and thank you for having me today.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure. Like I said, it's like having a gold mine and you discovered something and you don't share it. It does not benefit you or anyone. And I say this because, Joy, when I was diagnosed with endo, I didn't know. I was diagnosed late. It takes up to 8 to 12 years, yeah, you guys, to be aptly diagnosed. That means women are suffering. If you get your menstrual cycle
absolutely
at 12, you suffered 18 years. I mean, 8 years is out of your life, gone. So that's the story.
Absolutely.
That's new, Joy, as you know, that the misdiagnosis. Mm-hmm. It can be mixed diagnosed, too, because it mimics other ailments. So let's go ahead. Let me stop rambling. And you, Miss Joy, share your story of how you were introduced. For, I like that word,
wow,
instead of diagnosed. How you were introduced to endometriosis.
Yes. Wow. Well, first of all, I do want to share that I was told by doctors long before my son was born, my one and only, my heart, that I would not be able to have children. At that time, they didn't tell me why. They just said that because of whatever was going on and having a history of fibroids and cysts, that it would be very difficult for me to conceive. So my son was born in 1999, and after he was born, a year after he was born, I started having some symptoms again, a lot of digestive disorders. I was very, very ill. And I finally was diagnosed in the year 2000, about a year after he was born. Mm-hmm. So basically, around that time, you know, and this is just also a testament of how good God is, because something that was supposed to hinder me from having a child, I did end up having my miracle son, and I'm thankful, I'm grateful. So I do want to, of course, issue a word of encouragement to those that are looking to have children and have been told something similar. it doesn't matter what the doctors say. I mean, granted, there are things that work against us and not in our favor, but God is God. And I still continue to have symptoms. And actually, my symptoms got worse after my son was born, and I ended up having multiple surgeries, ended up being hospitalized, ended up just going through a whole lot of different things. But honestly, today, Vanessa, I'm truly grateful because, again, doctors told me that I would have to have surgery every 2 to 4 years for the rest of my life until I decided to have a hysterectomy. So my last surgery was in the year 2004, and I have not been poked and prodded in that manner since 2004. So I'm definitely, I feel as though I have made some progress because of lifestyle changes, overall health and eating, which we can talk about, you know, a little bit later, but I've made some changes just using wisdom. And, of course, I'm a woman of faith. I stand on God's word. He said he would heal me. And granted, I still go through the motions. I still deal with pain. I still have my moments when I spend the entire day on a heating pad, but it's nowhere near the level that it was once before. And I just owe that to God. I'm just grateful to him for just showing me how to manage my symptoms. So that's pretty much my story. And I'm just grateful today. I'm thankful. I'm grateful to tell it. And my heart just breaks when I hear of women sharing these stories and women whose, you know, marriages are breaking up because they don't know what's going on in their bodies. And I'm hearing, you know, just horror stories, Vanessa, and my heart just goes out because I know what it's like. I'm living it. I know what it's like. I know what it's like to be in a relationship with someone who is totally not compassionate about what you're going through. I know what it's like to be pushed and prodded and being so exhausted going to a 9-to-5 job and working 12 hours a day and being exhausted. I know what it's like to miss work and have your job in jeopardy because you're missing so much time from work or school. I know all of that. That's the life that I live. But today I stand before you. I'm totally, God has even managed to give me an opportunity where I work for myself, maybe 90-95% from home. So that is another thing I would like to be able to in my life to encourage and promote other women who desire to work from home and who desire to manage their symptoms better, because as you know, Vanessa, stress can cause your symptoms to be elevated.
Yes.
Stress can enhance it to the point where literally if I'm under a significant amount of stress, I'm tapped out. Like I will literally have to take a day, and people won't know. They be smiling, they see me smiling and laughing, but they don't know boy, it's done. She is under. Yes. She is tapped out. And you're like,
we exhausted. Yes, yes.
But I mean, that's the reality of my life. And Vanessa, I'm sure you're no stranger to it. When I'm up, I'm up. I mean, I guess that's why I push so hard, because those moments when I'm down and when I need to take a break and when I need to relax, I love going to the water. Those moments when I'm down, you know, I'm down. But when I'm up, I'm there. I'm putting 150, 200% into the things that I do, because I know that I need to manage, you know, what it is that I have. It's a blessing to be able to see this and to be able to walk in this so that you can give other people the tools that they need to be overcomers and indoor warriors. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what we are, indoor warriors.
Yes. I love that. We are warriors, you guys. And this is our battle we're fighting. But you, those who are listening, you're warriors in other senses. Whatever it is that you're going through, whatever you want to aspire for, that's what you are warriors in. But she's speaking something so good, you guys. That's why when we hit hard, we do 150. We don't do 98 or 99. We go all the way. We in it. We hit hard because we know. Well, God, we don't take our activity of the limbs for granted. And you know what, Joy? Right. I'm getting Joy here. You're so right. I don't call it. As I mentioned, I don't have endometriosis. I deal with symptoms. That's what it is. I don't claim it. Oh. It does not have me. Because I know the struggle for our other sisters. It's so hard, and it breaks my heart. You know this. And I pray for them, and I just,
gosh, there's going to be a cure. I believe that. It's so hard. And like you said, women are working 8 to 12. They want to go to school. I will encourage someone who out there listening to YouTube it, Google it, study it. And we're talking, and there's no way that we can really aptly describe the pain. It is hell on earth. And let me tell you something, you guys. It's like some people liken it to having a child, being in labor 24 hours, something pulling out your organs, trying to pull your organ out. Consistent pain. So, yeah, you're a warrior if you deal with endometriosis. But, Joy, let's go ahead and mention something good. Thank you for sharing your testimony. And I did not know because some doctors are not informed. So that's why it takes a long time to be aptly diagnosed. Doctors don't know what to look for. And it's go to the point that they will prescribe you. You know this, Joy, they prescribe you in the ignorance or just don't know, thinking it's in your head or just thinking it's just cramp. It surpasses cramps, you guys.
Right.
So they'll try to figure things out. It mimics irritable bowel syndrome, all these things. So they give you medicine for that, but it's not what it is, the endometriosis. And the only way, like I've mentioned, to be diagnosed is to get a laparoscopy. That's it.
Right.
It's not. It goes in through your stomach. This camera goes in and it looks for these things, these endometrial tissues, and it burns it out. And if they can reach it, if your organs attach themselves, and your organs will for some women, because they don't know they had endometriosis. So they're walking around with their organs attached to their walls, and you have to get that detached and all that. And as Joy knows, some women go through the laparoscopy 10 times, 20 times, just to relieve their symptoms. It's painful. So they did not tell me that eating or living well, getting rid of certain things like gluten-free and soy, dairy products, that were missing. We did not know these things. So I want to just go ahead. That's a great segue to talk about our lifestyle change as far as eating, Joy. And you're on a good thing. And so what you introduced to me, I wanted to drink it, but I didn't get it in time. But I'm going to drink the tea. She looks good, you guys. Yeah. She lost so much weight. Follow her on Facebook and you see her before and after. Miss Joy is doing the thing. So let's talk about healthy living and healthy eating. Then we could just incorporate the tea that you're on.
Absolutely. And you know what? I actually began to really seek God's face about some things, and he begins to open things up to you and allow you to go to the very core of a matter. And I've always struggled with weight issues like many women. But when I decided to start detoxing, it was an issue where it was no longer about me losing X amount of weight in pounds anymore. It was really about me being healthy because one of the things that I suffered with, and I know that many women and mothers can relate, is not having the energy levels and being in so much pain and having your family, you know, suffer through that with you. You know, my son, my only son, he sees his mom laid out on the couch, you know, seemingly all of the time. And he's like, Mom, why are you always sick? Why are you always going to the hospital? What's wrong with you? So I was like, you know, really seeking God's face. I'm like, God, you are a healer. You're Jehovah Rapha. I need you to help me because I have this son that you gave to me. He's my gift, and I need to be energized to be here for him. I need to, you know, I need to be healthy. So it was no longer a vanity thing. I mean, we all want to look good. I want my waist snatched, too. I mean, waist train and everything. I need my waist to be snatched.
Okay.
But, I mean, in the whole scheme of it, when I began to think about it from the inside out, the root cause, I began to hear the word detox. And this was literally last year when I started detoxing, even before the tea, because I was just introduced to the tea this year, but I actually began detoxing last year. I began juicing, I began doing green smoothies and doing all of that and lost quite a bit of weight. But one of the things last year that also happened to me, Vanessa, when I detoxed is I stopped getting sick so much. I would catch the flu, bronchitis, something like every year, all year long, stomach viruses, you name it. That's why my son was like, Mom, why are you always sick? I was always sick. I was literally always sick. And one of the symptoms of endo is your immune system is attacked severely. And I was like, okay, I can't live like this. God just promised us life. He promised us life more abundantly. I can't go on through life being this drained physically and being sick all of the time, I need an answer. And when I began to pray and fast, he showed me how, you know, really detoxing and the things that we put in our bodies determine a lot of times how we feel. It determines our emotions. I'm going to tell you an interesting story, Vanessa. I used to be a caretaker for an elderly woman who at the time was 95 years old. She's actually still alive. She's going to be, I think, 101 this year.
Wow, and awesome.
She, when I would take care of her, she said something to me once. She said, and it was Miss Thelma, God bless her heart. And she said, you know what, Joy? She said, pain causes you to be a different person.
And
that resonated with me because, you know, my name is Joy. The expectation is that I walk around smiling and happy all the time, which for the most part might be true. But there are times when the people that know me the most know when I'm not feeling well. They know when I'm down. They know when I'm not as joyful as I would like to be. So when this woman said that to me, that continued to resonate. She was always saying, you know, pain, it just turns you into a different person. You have a different attitude. You have a different mood. Your mindset is different. Everything, it changes when you're in pain. And I was like, you know what? She is not lying. She's telling the truth. Oh, my God. So I just began to reflect on that. I was like, okay, I don't want this thing to hinder me from being joy. I can't allow this illness to stop me from being joy. So, you know, I began to really seek God and pray about ways to really, you know, develop a healthier lifestyle, not just about weight loss and just looking good on the outside, but being good, being well, you know. So that's my story.
Hi, guys. Welcome back. We're having some technical difficulties today. Oh, it's all good. It's all good. She's back.
Okay, so he's gonna bring you back on. I'm so sorry. We having technological difficulties.
Hey, Vanessa.
It's crazy.
I know.
It's crazy. All right.
I think that was me that time. I must have hit a button or something.
It's all good. Okay, let's carry on.
Yes, so like I was saying with the woman, the elderly woman I was taking care of, she would say that pain causes you to be a different person. And I never wanted the pain of endometriosis to change who I am as far as being joy and as far as what God called me to do. I'm also a praise and worship leader. And sometimes being in pain causes me to, you know, to really get into my flesh. And sometimes the will and the flesh is not there to even do praise or worship. And I was like, God, this is a hindrance. I need you to help me with this. And part of what I'm doing now in terms of the tea and everything else is just about total wellness. It's about wellness from the inside out. It's about detoxing from poisons because one time, Vanessa, I actually had a cyst that burst on the inside. And what happened was I did not end up going to the hospital. And what was explained to me when I did finally see a doctor is that the poison and the toxins from that cyst completely, like, spread throughout my entire body. So things like that are just typical, you know, things that happen with women that have endometriosis. You might develop cysts. You could develop what's called chocolate cysts. And all of that stuff is going on. And It's just been
amazing. But God, he will definitely give us the tools
to seek healing, you know, to find ways. Now, everyone is going to do different things. Everyone might not go the natural path. Some people might do a hysterectomy. I do have friends who've had hysterectomy.
And that has worked for them, but I just personally don't feel that a hysterectomy is for me.
Exactly. And that's a decision. The treatment plan is something that the woman or anyone have to make for themselves. I know we have loved ones and friends, even doctors that on us, and even you know this, Joy, that it's subjective treatment, meaning each person's treatment sometimes doesn't work for one person, does not work for another. They say if you have a baby, it'll cure endometriosis. They say if you have a hysterectomy, it'll cure endometriosis. They say if you take Lupron or Depo, it'll cure it. For some people it works, and for some people it does not. And you don't want to force your opinion on anyone, that endo sister or whomever, whatever it is you're going through. Maybe you have a surgical decision to make. That person has to come to that decision themselves, so they will be at peace with who they are. So let's go ahead and talk about your tea, if you will, Joy. Can we go there? I'm so excited about it.
Absolutely, and Vanessa, I am so sorry that you didn't get your tea, girl, because I really wanted you to try it for a couple of days, but it is coming. Basically, the tea, it's an herbal tea that I've been drinking. It's called IASO tea. It's distributed through a company called TLC, which stands for Total Life Changes, and I decided to become a distributor because I was so psyched to buy the results. As many women that have had multiple surgeries on their stomach know, one of the things, your stomach tissue becomes weak and you start carrying a lot of weight in your stomach area. Even if you've had like a cesarean or even if you've had a baby, period, or not, it's just from having endo or fibromyalgia or whatever it is that you've dealt with. Sometimes even just age causes you to retain a lot of weight in that midsection. So I started drinking the tea, didn't weigh myself, didn't measure myself. I just took a picture. And after 7 days, I was really, really shocked at what I saw. I was very impressed. And not only that, but I knew that it was working without being very descriptive. I knew that it was working on a more deeper level of detox. So I knew that it was working. Let's just say that. But it really helped to remove some things and toxins. It will remove parasites because of the combination of herbs. It's definitely something that I believe in, and it's a product that I definitely endorse. So I became a distributor. Many of your listeners may have heard of it, but I am definitely a living testimony because you can hear so many other pictures and people and, you know, celebrities and whatnot. But my testimony is real. My stomach, you know, I showed my stomach without any type of garment or waist trainer, and then after the 7 days, I posted it up again, and I was really shocked. I was astonished myself at the result. And I just started drinking it again on March the 11th after I received my own personal shipment of the tea, and I'll be posting up some more pictures along the way just to encourage other people because, I mean, I don't want people to think also that this is a quick fix, but it is a detox tea, and I want to encourage people to continue to eat healthy, continue to eat, you know, be wise, eat clean. I have gotten to the point where I was telling my mom, I cooked steak for us over the weekend, and both of us ended up being real queasy. I think, honestly, I probably could do away with red meat completely, but I very rarely eat red meat as it is. So there's a lot of things that I've just completely done away with, a lot of things that I've diminished in my diet. I try to keep herbal teas. I love tea, hence Morning Cup of Joy. I love tea. The IASO tea, it is non-caffeinated. There's no caffeine in it. So I've just done a complete overhaul with the things that I put in my mouth. I used to be a big chocolate girl, loved chocolate, everything, to the point they called me Hershey in college. So, my nickname was Hershey because of Kappa Sweetheart. But I do not eat nearly as much chocolate. I don't consume as much chocolate and junk as I once did because of the caffeine and also the sugar. So I think that a lot of times a little goes a lot. When it comes to managing your symptoms, you have to try combinations of what works for you. And I know, I'm confident that there are ways that can alleviate. Like I said, Vanessa, my heart just hurts when I hear some of the things that I hear. I have personally not struggled with the excessive bleeding that I hear a lot of women go through. I have not had that.
Yes.
I have had periods of time when there has been just clotting and things like that, but I have not. My main struggle was the fact that the scar tissue landed on a nerve near my neck. And my doctor told me that basically I could end up being paralyzed from the waist down if they operated. So she did not feel comfortable operating on that area at all, which is why I struggle mostly with a lot of back pain as opposed to any bleeding. But some of the stories that I hear, and when you think about it in hindsight, if you're carrying excess weight, that can only, you know, that might enhance the symptoms, and you'd be surprised how much you alleviate some of your symptoms just by losing a couple pounds. And it doesn't even have to be a large amount of weight. It could be a small amount of weight that you can see a difference in some of your symptoms. So that's pretty much how I have made some changes in my own personal life to kind of manage the pain.
And Joy, you said something so powerful. When you lose at least 2 to 3 pounds, and this is a fact, you guys, study it, you lengthen your lifespan. You really do when you lose weight. And certain diseases will, or not even diseases, you may be comfort food. You may like go, when you're down, depressed, like some women, or men too, for that matter, we eat to comfort ourselves. You know, so you gain this weight, excessive weight. Clean eating is like, for endometriosis, you can't eat hormonal foods, like chicken and meat. I can personally tell you that I no longer eat meat. I don't even eat fish. I can eat it, but it's not my choice to eat it right now. I eat everything. I eat veggie burgers and all that. I really cleaned up my eating habits. So there's time when I do feel symptoms where I get exhausted because endometriosis is like a magnet. I said that last week. It will attach other ailments like thyroid, irritable bowel syndrome, things of that nature. It does these things. But the tea, you got to get that website. The tea, listen, guys, I've seen it. Those who have fibromyalgia, those who have endometriosis, those health issues. It's a detox. It's not no cure. It's not a miracle like that. It helps you with your symptoms. This tea is benefiting and cleans out your system, and not just those who have health issues, the public in general. We all need to give our bodies a rest, and that's what detoxing does. It cleans out your liver, cleans out your kidneys, get all these toxins out. Do you know when you even walk and you're breathing in that pollution in it? So it's going in our body. So we have to really clean out our body, and it's about being healthy, not only on the outside looking cute, but also being healthy on the inside, and that's what's most important. Exactly. We forget that. We always try to modify the outside and look fierce on the outside, getting our hair beat and our makeup swaying and all that, but it's on the inside where it really counts, that matters. So this tea really purifies you, cleans you, it detoxes you. Joy, so for those who want to order their tea, I'm so excited about mine coming. Where can we reach you at? How do we get this tea?
Well, actually, I would ask that you email me directly at jetsetbusiness@gmail.com. Again, it's jetsetbusiness@gmail.com because I would like to literally walk with each of my customers, each of my clients, because some people are taking the tea incorrectly and it's being a little too aggressive or they're not preparing it properly. So what I want to do is anyone that purchases from me, I literally want to walk you through the process. So I would like to connect with you directly, and you can email me at jetsetbusiness@gmail.com and I will get you all situated, all set up, send you the actual site to purchase directly from me. But definitely you can reach out to me via email first, or you can contact me on Facebook. I'm under Joy Elizabeth Turner. You can send me a friend request and message me that you are interested in the tea, and I'll respond directly to you.
There you have it. You guys, like I said, I've mentioned that I did order my tea, and I'm so excited about it. And I'm ready to not only just lose weight, not lose weight, just to live an active lifestyle. The spring is upon us, the summer is upon us, and I want to look cute and feel good, too. So So this is something I'm going to do, which I've never done. I'm going to take my before and after picture with the tea because Joy is doing it, and she looks absolutely marvelous. This is her website that she's just given you guys. Check it out. And it's no joke. It's real. I've seen the testimonies. I'm fibromyalgia. I've seen the testimony of endometriosis, how it helps with the pain. And just not those who are health issues, just somebody who want to be live a nice lifestyle, just be healthy. Like I mentioned, when you lose weight, you lengthen your life period. You really do. And the body's not designed to carry other people. What you mean, Vanessa? When you over your designated body, it's like you're carrying another person's body weight. You are. And that's why sometimes our joints and our backs and things of that nature hurts. We're carrying what we should not be carrying. So, Joy, I thank you so much. You are awesome. You rock. You have a book out. Let's talk about that, how we can get it. And I'm just so excited about it. I love the cover. Let me first mention that. I love it. Congratulations.
Thank you. Well, the ebook has been out for a little bit, but I have not printed it yet because I've actually been talking to a publisher about doing an entire Morning Cup of Joy series. So I have decided that I am going to print just a few copies of the book, and I am releasing them in May on a very special day that I haven't disclosed yet. But this day is very significant to me for many, many reasons, and I'm going to be in a very special place where I will have these books. And I will announce that to you, Vanessa, as we confirm it. And I will announce it on Facebook and social media. But you will be among the first to know because I'm just finalizing some details before I release that information to the public. But I'm very excited. And thank you for the compliment on the book cover. The cover is actually a porcelain designer that I asked for permission to use their teacup for the cover because I love butterflies. And they granted me permission to utilize it. And I was really excited about that because they are an international company that manufactures and literally makes fine china. And I was very excited to get their permission to use that for the cover of Morning Cup of Joy. So if we decide, I'm not even going to say if, when we do the series, I would like to do some additional images from this particular line. They're called the Franz Collection, F-R-A-N-Z, and I just want to give them a quick shout-out because they gave me permission to use this image, and I always want to give people permission. I always want to get permission when you're using other people's stuff, kind of operating in decency and order. So thank you for that, and I loved it too. I loved it so much. I was like, I gotta have that on the cover of Morning Cup of Joy. So thank you.
You're welcome.
And it is on ebook right now. It is on an Amazon ebook, but the actual printed version will be available in May, and you can definitely reach out to me when that becomes available. So
that's wonderful. And on your special day when you release it in May, I want to bring you back on to talk about that specifically, your book. And the cover is stunning.
Awesome.
And butterflies actually is very personal for me because I kid you not, Joy. We are just walking in the spirit together. I actually have butterfly artwork on my wall, and Vanessa is means Vanessa butterfly. Really does. So we're walking in the spirit.
Wow. See, we're butterflies connected. I'm telling you something about these butterflies.
Girl, let me tell you, we could get on another subject, guys. When a butterfly is ready to mate or find her husband, she flies up into the air, the butterfly, right? And she releases this fragrance. And then the male butterfly, like when you're waiting, and then the male butterfly comes and it smells her aura. And then if she likes him, she will attach herself to him. Yes, girl.
Mm-hmm. I love you.
It's true.
Wow.
If that's what happened.
I did not know that.
See, I ain't wrong. She would release that. And that mate would come. If she wanted him, she would say, you the one. But woo, I love that. I love it. I love it. So we're going to talk about your book and butterflies. We're going to talk about
that's
it in May.
Yeah.
So much. So much.
Yes.
With Joy in closing, what kind of inspiration will you offer someone maybe experiencing setbacks, maybe someone is dealing with situations in their lives, health issues, weight, just because, you know, weight gain can incapacitate you too. You don't like yourself, and it messes with your self-esteem and things of that nature. So what advice in closing would you offer to our listeners today?
You know what? I go to God about everything. Just like I'm talking to you, Vanessa, I go to God. And I know that your audience may be different denominations and different religions, but I'm a woman of God. I believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. And I know that the joy of the Lord is my strength. I have been through a lot. I have been through a literal hell with the endometriosis and outside of endo. But God has still shown me that he can be my joy. Even when I felt as though I was losing myself, because there were times when I literally thought I was losing myself. I had a nervous breakdown. I've experienced so many different things, but I just want to encourage you that the joy of the Lord can be your strength if you allow him to come in, if you allow him to deal. Sometimes we have to be transparent enough to admit what's wrong. If we are unhappy about our weight, there might be a root cause. There may be things that we're dealing with that we've never unveiled, that we've never released inside of ourselves, and we're covering it. I just want to encourage you to be open about it. Stand before a mirror and then stand before God Almighty and release those things to him and allow him to come in and be your joy, be your morning cup of joy. I mean, morning cup of joy is my book title, but it's really how I live my life. You know, a lot of people rely on caffeine and coffee to get them up in the morning, but I rely on God and his strength, because some days is not easy. It is not easy. Mm-hmm. And I just want to encourage you that the joy of the Lord is your strength, is our strength.
Yes. You said something so powerful. Thank you for that, Joy. Really listen to what she says, guys, and hear, not only hear, but listening. I want you to go back and listen to this archive. This is a special segment for me. Just one of them, but it's so special. I love it. I love it. Love it. So go back and listen to the archive. Share this. Tweet this episode. She's saying something so poignant and powerful. Get the tea. Let's get the detox on the way. Order her book. These are some tools for you to empower you. That's what we do here on The Certain One. We are a bridge that will connect you to resources that can better enhance your life. I'm not just talking. This is my life. And those who know me, they know the struggles that I went through and what I do, which is unprecedented here. I am in the backwood like David is, but I never allow my mind to say that I'm in the backwood. God got a plan for me and you. And I love the theme. With tonight's theme is this, Joy, as you know. Fill my cup with joy.
Yeah.
And Nehemiah 8 and 10 says this. He says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm telling you, somebody needs joy today, and God's going to give you that joy to sustain and strengthen you. So, Joy, thank you so much for joining us. You know I absolutely adore you.
Thank you, Vanessa. It was such an honor. I appreciate it. And thank you guys for tuning in and listening.
Absolutely. Okay, you guys, she gave the website. She gave the tea. I know you're going to hear her up. And it is doing so good. They almost backed up, you guys, this tea. That's how well it is working. So get her up. Joy E. Turner. That's your website.
Get
your handle on Facebook too, Joy.
Joy Elizabeth Turner is how they can find me on Facebook.
Joy Elizabeth Turner on Facebook. Hear up, you guys, and get that tea.
Yes, ma'am.
Have a good one, Joy. Thank you. Thank you for joining
us. God bless.
Bye. You know what? The hour go by so fast when we have conversations, great conversations such as these. I'm so honored. You know what? Don't give up, those who are listening. You know I say that. Do not give up. Whatever it is you're going through, the joy of the Lord is your strength, and God is going to fill someone's cup with joy. Listen to this. I said this before. You've been given something, those who are listening. Do not give up. And when God is giving you something in the Bible, you remember the leader or the master gave his servants talents. And they went out and they multiplied the talents and all that, but one hid it, and he didn't produce anything. Your talent is not to be hidden. You are a light, a beacon for someone. Trust me when I say this, and I say it all the time. Someone is praying for your testimony. If there be no test, there won't be no harmony story to tell. Do not give up. It's the decisions you make in your testing time. Don't let the pain change you. Keep joy and don't let it go. And some things you have to fight and struggle to keep. For some people, they go through so much, like Job. But you have to keep that faith. And remember when Job's friends came and tried to blame him? Mm-mm. What it was, God is taking you through something. He's teaching you. He's showing you which direction to go. Sometimes it doesn't happen to you. It happens for you. It happens for you. So someone is in a happen-for-you moment. Keep the faith and don't let go. Well, you guys, you know, the hour is gone. You know how we do here on the Certain Ones Block Talk Radio Show. Next Thursday, we got a delicious showcase. Another endometriosis warrior will be joining us, Tara Chavez. We're going to hear her testimony and Minister Bridget Hilliard. She's going to be here next week joining us. Yay! New Light Pastor. She has a Winning Women Conference coming up, and the Certain Ones, we are her media advocates, so we're promoting that. She'll be here next Thursday. Another endometriosis warrior sister, like I mentioned, will be here. So much taking place. And I want to admonish you, if you have not liked that follow button here on Blog Talk Radio, you need to go ahead and do that. The Certain Ones, to be appraised on our upcoming guests and just events, period. And if you want us to promote you, put it in the magazine, Blogspot, go ahead and visit us at www.thecertainonemagazine.com, and we will do it, make it do what it does. So again, if someone told you that they love you yesterday, today, last year, or tomorrow, guess what? You are hearing it here on the Certain Ones Block Talk Radio Show. Yep, we love you with the love of the Father. Until then, let's go get it.
The Certain One Talk Show, aspiring to inspire. To find out more about the talk show with your host, Vanessa Richardson, you may log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/thecertainones.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/thecertainones.com. Thank you for tuning in to this week's show with Vanessa Richardson, inspiring author and playwright.